So inside the courtroom in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal trial against Donald Trump, he's being described by reporters as thus, Olivia Nuzzi explains. Trump is tilting his head dramatically and making trout-like movements with his mouth as he listens to Justice Merchan. Suzanne Craig writes, Trump is struggling to stay awake. His eyes were closed. For a short period, he was jolted awake when his lawyer, Todd Blanche, nudged him while sliding a note in front of him. But outside of court, Donald Trump is further incriminating himself. I was always taught as a lawyer that the first rule of holes is to stop digging. And Donald Trump keeps on digging the hole deeper for himself and saying things in the hallway that is actually generating and creating evidence against him in real time. We saw this as well in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case against him, where he would further harass and defame her while the trial was going on. And he keeps on doing that here in the Manhattan District Attorney case. So earlier in the day when he gave a press conference following opening statements and the initial part of testimony from David Pecker, the first witness, who was the previous leader of a company called AMI, which runs the National Enquirer, Donald Trump gave a press conference. And in this press conference, Donald Trump was talking about how he never even deducted the legal expenses. And he's trying to use that to say, look, I didn't even take a deduction on these expenses. So how could I be guilty if I didn't even deduct it? Here, play this clip.
It was just at the last minute they decided to do it. It's a case that if you're looking back, it goes back many, many years, 2015, maybe before that. And it's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing in terms of the law, in terms of all the violent crime that's going on outside as we speak, right outside as we speak. But this is a case where you pay a lawyer. He's a lawyer. And they call it a legal expense. That's the exact term they used, legal expense, in the books. And another thing that wasn't even said was we never even deducted it as a tax deduction. So that takes a whole vast area. Most people want to deduct everything. We never even took it as a tax deduction. But they call the payment to a lawyer a legal expense in the books. They didn't call it construction. They didn't say you're building a building. It called a payment to a lawyer. Because as you know, Cohn, is a lawyer, represented a lot of people over the years. Now, I'm not the only one. And wasn't very good in a lot of ways in terms of his representation, but he represented a lot of people.
Now, notice what he said in that. He goes, this is a case where you pay a lawyer. It's a lawyer and they call it a legal expense. We didn't even deduct it. Well, you deduct everything. Your whole life is deductions. The fact that you didn't deduct this actually shows your culpability here, that you were trying to keep this off the books. This isn't exculpatory. This is inculpatory. This shows if it was a general legal expense, and this is just what lawyers do, of course you would just take the deduction. You would say, look, it's just a cost. It's an expense like all my other legal expenses. So why did you treat it differently here? Also, when you give legal expense, or when you pay for legal expenses, there's usually something called, I don't know, a retainer. That is a contract that sets forth the services that are to be rendered. What services were you paying for? And then why then did Michael Cohen have to basically take out himself a loan in order to pay for the hush money payments for you to then pay him or reimburse him extra from what you paid Stormy Daniels that was funneled through him so you can conceal those payments and that he could basically take the income and when it was reduced by taxes, that he could basically get almost the exact amount that he did for paying off Stormy Daniels. So this isn't exculpatory, this is inculpatory. And by the way, let me just show you, this is Donald Trump's lawyer. Alina Haba from earlier in the day. Here's a video that she released that was also very baffling. Here, play this clip.
I just think it's so good. And it brings the moisture so it's not dry.
So what vegetables are we using? Celery?
Celery and carrots.
Celery and carrots.
But I love these. I had to go to two different places because Joseph's didn't have
the carrots. Chips. Oh, the carrot chips.
The chips. So I brought two sizes, the chips. And then there's these little ones I'll throw in there too.
Oh, sorry about that. That was another clip that she released of herself today taking a cooking class, of all things. Here was the, this is the clip of her right here where she's saying, look, Trump's hush money payments to a porn star, this is why you hire lawyers. Of course, this is what you do. They fix the problems. You can't falsify the business records. What are you talking about? Here, play this clip.
Now what? We're here because of something that happened when he was in the White House that wasn't even wrong. It was not wrong. You hire lawyers to solve problems, lawyers solve those problems, you pay them. That's it. This is a joke. It's an affront to the American Constitution. It's an affront to our judicial system. And it's an affront to every lawyer that cares about their license, that cares about what is right and wrong.
Yeah, by the way, can you believe that she and others have released that other video? What in the world is going on with this MAGA movement? It's so odd. Also, this follows what Donald Trump was saying last week, which as well was further incriminating towards Donald Trump, where he was saying, I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense. Some accountant I didn't know marked it down as a legal expense. Here, play this clip.
Thank you very much. This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked upon, looked at all over the world, they're calling. They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago. If you look at Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars, there's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial. I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense, some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you get indicted over that? I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election. And it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. So check it out, legal expense. It's called legal expense. That's what you're supposed to call it. Mr. Trump will get indicted on that. Nobody has ever seen anything like it. So thank you very much for coming. I'm now going to sit down for many hours. I am now going to sit down. The voters understand it. All you have to do is look at the polls. This is a sham trial, and the judge should recuse himself. Thank you very much.
Bond Charge, it's a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bond Charge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless, from blue light glasses and infrared saunas to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting. Bond Charge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. My new favorite product from Bond Charge is their red light face mask. I've been noticing some wrinkles and blemishes recently, but then I started to use the Bond Charge red light face mask, and I have to say, this is amazing. Red light therapy has been reviewed in over 4,000 peer-reviewed studies, with 400 plus being double-blind placebo trials. Not only do these studies have amazing health benefits, not one has shown any negative side effects. I use the red light face mask for 10 to 20 minutes each day. It's super lightweight on the face and it doesn't get so hot. I'm able to use it while watching TV or doing chores around the house. The 1-year warranty and sleek design and zero EMF radiation have me feeling great. It's nice and easy to use while watching TV, cooking a meal, putting the kids to bed, etc. Since using the red light face mask from Bondcharge, I have seen a notable difference in the fine lines and wrinkles on my face. I have a younger looking skin, less breakouts, and my skin is glowing. Bondcharge ships worldwide in rapid time and is trusted by leading health professionals worldwide. Their customer service is great with easy returns and exchanges. Plus, they have a 12-month warranty on all red light therapy devices. Bondcharge also has other amazing products such as low blue light bulbs, blue light glasses, EMF protection products, infrared sauna blankets, and 100% blackout sleep masks, all backed by science. Bondcharge products are all HSA, FSA eligible, giving you tax-free savings of up to 40%. So go to bondcharge.com and use our coupon code MIDAS to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com and use coupon code MIDAS, M-E-I-D-A-S, to save 15%. Thanks, Bondcharge. Okay, but here's the thing too. Your signature is on the check. You are not making an advice of counsel defense. You would be permitted if you wanted to, if you were not a coward. And this is how you truly felt. One of the things Trump could do is actually make a defense that's called advice of counsel, which he's not making. And you have to disclose an advice of counsel defense in advance of trial. And Trump could say, look, I believe it's this lawyer's fault and this accountant's fault. I'm going to testify that it's their fault. And we're going to make their advice the way to vitiate my intent to show that I don't have it. But Trump didn't do that. Why? Because he knows that he was complicit and he knows that if he were to be cross-examined, it would be a disaster for him. By the way, just take what his other lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, went on Hannity voluntarily when Trump was in office, when all of this was going down, and Giuliani talked about funneling a payment through a law firm and then Trump repaying it. Giuliani basically lays out the crime. Trump's own lawyer in this video lays out the crime. Here, play this clip.
On that, sir. Having something to do with paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000, I mean, which is going to turn out to be perfectly legal. That money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation. So
they funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
Yep.
There's no campaign finance law.
Zero.
So the president.
Just like every. Sean.
So this decision, Sean, was made by.
Everybody was nervous about this from the very beginning. I wasn't. I knew how much money Donald Trump put into that campaign. I said, $130,000. He's going to do a couple of checks for $130,000. When I heard Cohen's retainer of $35,000 when he was doing no work for the president, I said, but that's how he's repaying. How's he repaying it, with a little profit and a little margin for paying taxes for Michael.
But do you know the president didn't know about this? I believe that's what
he didn't
Michael
know about
said.
The specifics of it, as far as I know. But he did know about the general arrangement that Michael would take care of things like this, like I take care of things like this for my clients.
So I think the more and more Trump sees the writing on the wall, the more unhinged he is getting. And one of the things that he keeps saying is he's like, look, who gets indicted for this? Why is this even a crime? Other people get indicted for this type of stuff. You can't falsify business records. And by the way, Michael Cohen did jail time, serious prison time, for doing things on your behalf for your benefit. David Pecker at AMI, who's the first witness, had to enter into a non-prosecution agreement for the crimes committed on your behalf. There's lots of people who have been held accountable for committing crimes on your behalf. And the fact that he just goes out there and says, well, why is this a crime? I didn't deduct it. He's creating evidence against him that the district attorney's office can absolutely use, especially if Donald Trump takes the stand. And look, I listened to the opening statement of Todd Blanche, Donald Trump's lawyer, and there the basic defense is that they actually paid Cohen for actual legal services and that Cohen doesn't like Donald Trump, that Stormy Daniels was trying to shake Trump down, and that there's nothing illegal about interfering with elections. That's just normal politics. That's what they're going with right now. Anyway, keep incriminating yourself. Keep on talking. That's why I'm not going to show the full press conferences. I just want to show you the portions where he incriminates himself and show you key portions of it. I'm not spreading his propaganda. I want to demonstrate the logical fallacies and where it becomes incriminating. That's why we show them. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support. Check us out as well at patreon.com/MidasTouch. Thanks for watching.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.